You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Talking a lot of football today. Going to work in the Tigers here in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:35. Did that calm you down? Ease any panic? They took two or three, but I like the bullpen looked very good. Vierling's hurt again. 8:35, we're talking Tigers. Today, by the way, is also the first day of Cash the Ticket. It should be on your feed if you've been waiting. We've been getting messages. Oh. It's back, baby.
Yeah. Feed that addiction.
New fall format. We're going to have previews all month. It's going to be good. And yes, already itching for football season. Cash the Ticket should be on your feed as of this morning. John, over the weekend, we both went to Tiger games.
We did.
And I went to a win. You went to a loss.
Yes.
Who's the jinx now? I had to.
Can we get the smarm alarm on that one?
That's not even that bad.
Yeah, so you're...
Anyway.
You're blaming Teddy for the loss.
You took Teddy Saturday night.
I did take Teddy Saturday night. And it was an unbelievable experience. We were... Both Lisa and I were very excited. We had waited all week. We knew we were going to take him on Saturday night. And part of the excitement was he's been to Jack and Ellie's baseball and softball games. We got there and he kept saying... You know, go Jack, because he thought Jack would be playing baseball. And I said, not yet. Well, let's see how this thing goes. But it was his first trip to Comerica, the first trip for Major League Baseball. And from the moment we walked in, it was, I got to imagine for him, it was surreal. He was kind of walking around all wide-eyed. He was watching all the people going around, and we got treats, and he got his hot dog and his fries, and we got the souvenir baseball cap with the scoop of ice cream
in it. Oh, you did it all.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, I say it was for Teddy. It was somewhat for me, too.
You wanted that ice cream.
Uh-huh. And it was awesome. But it got me thinking. Do you remember your first trip to the ballpark? To Major League Baseball. For me, it was Tiger Stadium. I know for you, you're younger, it's probably Comerica. And for those listening, it doesn't even have to be, you know, a Detroit team. If you grew up somewhere else, what was that for? What do you remember from your first trip to the ballpark? So for me, that first trip to the ballpark was Old Tiger Stadium. And I distinctly remember us standing while batting practice was going on, just past the left field fence. I was standing there, and somebody hit a ball to one of the outfielders, and I don't even remember that much about the game. What I do remember was the outfielder took the ball and threw it into the stands. I caught it.
No kidding.
Oh, it was great, because there wasn't a whole lot of people there, right? So you get better chances at that point. And I remember catching the ball. The other thing I remember is we were walking around getting hot dogs and nachos and a pretzel as they were announcing the lineup. And they were announcing the Tigers lineup. And I thought, why are they booing this guy? What is going on? Why would they be booing? I had not yet known Jim Costa to know that you could boo.
Was it a child?
Your home team. No, it wasn't a child. They weren't booing. My dad explained to me that they were saying Lou.
They were looing.
Yeah, for Lou Whitaker. And probably the one thing that my parents and I talk about to this day is the seats at Tiger Stadium. And they still do this now where they flip up if you get out of the seat, but the backs didn't go low enough. And so I would, the person in front of me would always, when they stood up or they went to get a hot dog, I would put my feet kind of in that little crevice. And then when they sat down, I forgot to take my feet off.
John.
And it felt like my feet were going to break in half. So those are my memories. And again, I don't even remember who they played.
Or who if they won.
Or if they won or anything. I don't even know if we stayed to the end. But do you remember your first trip to the ballpark? What was it like? What do you remember about it? 248-539-9797.
Like, Teddy's not going to remember going to this game.
No, the goal for us was we wanted him to have a good time. And he did. Every time the organ played, he was clapping his hands and he was screaming and he was growling like the Tigers growl on the big screen. We had a perfect view of it. We were in the shade, so it wasn't that hot.
And now he's asking to go back.
Yeah, now he wants to go back.
And
that was the goal.
Yeah.
Do I think at three he's going to remember this experience? No. But I want him to, when we came home, he wanted to know, go to Tigers? Go to Tigers? Like, that's his way of communicating. I want to go back. And so, hey, mission accomplished. He wants to go back. I don't know when it is that he'll go back and remember that first time. I may have been to Tiger Stadium long before I remember that.
Right.
But that's my first memory.
Heather?
Yeah, I have memories of Tiger Stadium as well. Again, I don't know if this was the first time I went or the only time I really remember. I was probably about 10, I would say. And I got to go. I went with my dad. I got to take a friend. My mom might have been there, but I don't even remember her being there. I remember my dad going with me, took a friend so that I'd have, some entertainment there.
Yeah.
I remember the giveaway that we got, a baseball that had like all of the team's signatures on it, like printed on it, and it came in this plastic globe with a gold stand.
It's actually pretty cool.
It was really, and I still have it.
I have one just like that. Yeah.
I guarantee I still have it. Not, it's somewhere packed away in my mom's basement, but it was a giveaway I still remember. And I don't remember the game. I can't tell you anything about watching it, but I remember sitting in the stands doing one of those, I don't even know what you call it, these hand games with my girlfriend at the time. Those, you guys don't know because you're not girls.
No.
You never played those things. But
you know.
That's what I remember.
Like patty cake? Or?
Yeah, sure. But like you do it to a song. Like, okay. Miss Susie had a baby. She named him Tiny Tim.
And you know, remember like, doing that at the
yes.
game.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I recall.
See, it sucks. Like I would have been 6 years old when Tiger Stadium had its last season. I don't believe I ever went. I don't think I ever did. I certainly don't remember being there. So mine are all at Comerica Park. And the Tigers weren't very good when I was growing up. I liked baseball. I followed baseball. But I didn't get to a Tiger game until I was probably around 12 years old. And I remember it was a Yankee game. See, I was old enough to remember who they're playing. And John, you'll appreciate this. One of my early memories is hearing fans heckle the New York Yankees.
Oh, sure. So now we know
it all makes
where
sense.
You got it. Yes.
They're getting after Jeter and digging into it. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It's all part of sports, at least to me anyway. 248-539-9797. We'll have some fun with some memories here because you had a chance to make some memories with Teddy over the weekend.
Yeah, and it is one that I'll never forget. I posted a picture on social media of him standing in front of me with the field in the back, and someday he won't remember it, but I'll show him the pictures and say, this was your first trip. We got some videos of him sitting in the stands with us, so it was a great experience.
How long did he last sitting in the stands?
So we left just after the third inning.
Oh, so while they were winning.
Yeah, while they were still winning, yeah.
Okay, so not too long. But he stayed sitting for three innings?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so he kept saying, when we got into the third inning, he wanted to go see what was going up on the concourse, and he wanted to see all of the other action, and he wanted more treats. And we chose to leave at that time because I didn't want to get to the point where he was miserable.
Right.
And then we had to leave.
Sure. And now his experience is
not the way that we wanted it to end. Mm.
So you weren't there for Morton's soft serve. You got to see all the strikeouts.
No. We were there for our own soft serve ice cream.
There you go. 248-539-9797. Dan in Lake Orion, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up?
Good.
Good.
So, yeah, very similar for me. Tiger Stadium with my dad when I was a little kid, listening to them yelling, Lou. It's the reason his jersey hangs autographed on my wall in my basement right now. Yesterday, I got the opportunity to take my 5-year-old son to his first game. Excuse me. And I took my dad with us, so it was the three of us. And we got to watch that game, and that was something that I'll never forget forever. I've waited 5 years for that day, and yesterday was that day. It was awesome.
Three generations.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, yep. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that probably had that first experience too. They thought they were booing, but it was Lou.
And that was the thing.
Lou.
Dad, why are they booing him? He plays for our team. No, son, that's Lou Whitaker. That they're yelling Lou.
Yep.
And that moment, that's what I remember. I don't remember the game. I don't remember anything else. But I remember sitting in the seat and him whispering, "No, that's Lou." So
yeah,
the fact that we got to do that, and then we were first baseline area. So when Riley Green, he knows Riley Green because of the name, mm-hmm. and when he hit that out, he saw that thing. He goes, "Wow, that went out fast! I'll never forget that."
I'm like, yeah.
"That's awesome!"
Like, tears rolling down my eyes. You know what I mean? It was awesome. So yeah. That's my experience. It was great. Awesome.
Well, Dan, thanks for calling in and sharing it. That's a great story. But there's a more modern example of this Lou phenomenon, by the way.
What's that?
When Sue was here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember the same kind of conversations people would have. Are they booing him? Yeah. I know he, you know, kind of plays dirty, but he's our guy, right?
Yeah.
Let's get to Jake and Holly. Jake, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Man, similar story, but... Man, I can remember I was 8 years old, 1984. My uncle had access to season tickets, and they too were in left field. And I could remember my first time going, you know, walking up the steps, and then you get up there, and then you start walking down, and you just see the field out there. And it was the most amazing view I'd ever seen in my life at that point in my life. I was like, there cannot be anything better than this view, just seeing the field and, you know, the players. But, We used to go early for batting practice, and we brought, you know, our gloves and stuff. And my mom was wearing my dad's glove, and my dad was down with us, my brother and I, on the fence. And I can remember hearing, like, some people cheering, and my dad's like, "Look up there." But Lance Parrish was hitting tanks in batting practice, and my mom caught one of his home runs during BP.
Really?
But everybody's, like, cheering for and stuff. Yeah, it was super cool. But what a core memory, man. Just Tiger Stadium was so unique, and you know, to have that opportunity to go there as a young child and just see that whole ordeal was just, it was great. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's
really
awesome.
They don't really do that anymore,
yeah,
right?
Tip of the cap to mom.
Show up for BP and catch a ball.
Oh, yeah, people show up for BP.
Well, first of all, some of these guys don't even hit on the field anymore. Like Riley Green hit on the field for the first time Friday night for the first time in 2 years. My point is,
right,
like, the players don't do it as often either.
So they may not all, but there were plenty of guys. When we showed up, there was BP going on.
How early did you show up to the game?
We got there. The Angels were just finishing their batting practice, so we probably witnessed maybe 15 or 20 minutes of it. We got there just because the game was at 6:10. We got there just before 5.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, may not every guy be taking BP out there, but there were still
opportunities.
It would still happen, yeah.
248-539-9797. Some great ballpark stories. We'll hear from you guys. Ticket text, phone calls, and we'll talk about the team itself bottom of the hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. Well, listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Tigers took 2 of 3 over the weekend. We'll talk about them at 8:35. Did that calm down any panic? We'll talk Hendon Hooker later in the show. Are you out? Time to do something different. John, Saturday night was Teddy's first game at the ballpark.
Yep.
And we want to know from people some of their memories, and they are calling in, so we'll hear from them. Steve, Shelby Township, good morning.
Good morning. My first game was, we're going to go way back to 1968. That year the Tigers won the World Series. I was 7 years old. My mom and dad took me and my brother. We're in the bleachers, and behind us was a huge group of African-American guys, and they're having a blast. They're making jokes and talking and drinking beer, and every time a Tiger would go up to the plate to bat, this one guy would stand up right behind me and scream, "Put it in the cup!" And after a couple of innings, every time he would stand up, everyone in that section would stand up with him, and they'd all yell in unison, "Put it in the cup!"
That's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah. I miss the bleacher seats, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We had a blast back then. And 84, when I was older,
yeah,
I would go with my buddies, and we were part of those bleacher creatures. And it was just I couldn't duplicate that fun ever again in my life. It was so fun, and it was inexpensive, you know?
Yeah, you just get in.
Yeah, I remember in high school, my older brother and I used to go down to Tiger Stadium. I think we get bleacher seats for like $7 right at the gate. He's gone. Yeah.
He eventually became the guys having a few pops in the stands.
Right, yes.
It's just life's a flat circle.
Yeah, one of the great parts about old Tiger Stadium.
Christine, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I don't remember what year it was, but my dad got tickets at Tiger Stadium. We sat right by the tarp at third baseline. I had my baseball glove and everything, my brother, my sister, and I, my dad. And Chet Lemon came up to bat, and he got hit by a pitch. And he rushed the mound, and there was a bench-clearing brawl against the Chicago White Sox. I do remember they did win that game, but the one thing I also remember is the pitcher's name was Lemon as well. And I kept asking my dad, why are they fighting? You know, like they were brothers or something. And he was explaining to me, like, they're not related. They're just, you know, mad at each other, whatever. But it was just amazing.
Just looked it up. May 14th, 1982.
Yep.
There you go.
That was it.
Bench is
That's
empty.
That's awesome. Bench clearing brawl on your first one. That's amazing.
That's a way to hook you in.
Yeah.
Chris in Commerce, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
First Tigers game was back in 1980. I was about 5 years old. I got tickets for my birthday from my grandfather. They were executive club seats, so they were right behind home plate, right there where the netting ended. And in between one of the innings, the umpire comes walking over to me, and he's like, how you doing? You enjoying the game? You know, and I'm scared of the umpire. I'm like crouching back in my seat, and he's, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm enjoying the game. And he's like, you can argue any of my calls? I'm like, nope. And he goes, hell, here you go, and hands me a ball.
Huh. That's one way to make sure you don't get heckled.
Yeah.
So you got a ball out of the deal.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah. What it's a great first trip. Yeah.
Ari in Belleville, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's
Love
up?
The show, man.
Thank you.
So late 90s, my parents knew that Comerica was being built, and they were intent on getting us down to the old Tiger Stadium. And you know, my mom passed away a couple of years ago, and still some of my core memories, my favorite memories, were getting down there with them. It was one of those nights. I think it was a Friday night when they had the fireworks going and all that good stuff. And yeah, the old corrugated kind of white siding and the big Tigers logo and all that. So, you know, as she passed and all that, still some of the best memories I got was Tiger Stadiums and those bleacher seats. So
that's awesome. The bleacher seats were really cool in Tiger Stadium. The old ballpark field. I know everybody likes the new and the modern amenities, but I'm surprised we haven't heard anybody talk about the troughs.
Oh, I'm familiar with the troughs because I grew up going to Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah, but it's just everything about the old ballpark, right? It, especially when it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Those memories all seem grander.
I don't know why people miss pissing in a trough. That's not a good experience.
Well, it may not be, but it was one that stuck out in your mind. Yeah. I actually didn't mind it. You could fit more dudes in there. You have to wait for a single stall.
I mean, a single, like, urinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, urinal. Yeah. Single target.
Yeah. Sure. Let's get to George on a cell. George, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Great show, man. I love it. I don't remember not being at Tiger Stadium when I was a kid, so I can't remember my first game. Dad worked across the street. He'd give me my ticket. He's working. I'd take the catwalk across to the stadium and go sit in our seats. I mean, Al Kaline, Storman, Norman Cash. I remember I've been there for three of Jason Thompson's out of the stadium, Reggie Jackson's in 84. And another one I can't remember. I mean, I've got so many great memories of being out there on Trumbull Avenue, waiting for the team to go in, grabbing autographs from guys as they were pulling into the parking lot. Such a great memory as a kid. The stadium's just part of my life. I tell people I was born and raised in Tiger Stadium.
That's got to be awesome. I mean, you're right there.
Yeah.
You can't help but be indoctrinated into it at that point.
The
nostalgia of it all. And last word on this?
Yeah, let's go.
Some word on the bleachers. Everybody loves the bleachers. Stacy in Commerce, you're on 97.1.
Great show. Go Blue, John.
Go Blue.
Hey, 1978, my buddy Jeff Locklear and I skipped high school, went to our first opening day, which started a streak of 42 in a row opening days until COVID hit, and that's when my streak was broken. We went down there with $35 between us, and we said, okay, we got to get in. We bought tickets. And as we were walking around, two guys in suits said, hey, you want to sell your tickets? We said, yeah, how much? We'll give you 20 apiece. So that started a little buy-sell thing. We sold all of our tickets. And then me, thinking, how are we going to get in? We bought two bleacher tickets for $2 a piece for the next day. They didn't have scanners back then. We just got in line. The guy ripped the ticket. Off we went. We went home with $135 a piece and went to the game. It was fantastic.
Which pulled started a fast
at
one.
42. Also, my buddy at the bleachers, he was the guy who used to tap kegs at the in the bleachers. So what he would do, he would rinse out the mustard, the two-gallon mustard jars, and then set a gallon of beer, 2 gallons of beer outside, and we'd come snag it. And that was one of the days when they closed the bleachers due to the big brawl. You may have met that one. And that's when John Walkenfuss hit one 440 feet into the upper deck bleachers some time ago.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. John Walkenfuss. Not a name you hear every day.
No, I was going to say, we're getting some of the throwbacks here today.
Yeah.
I hope we can keep this energy up. We want to talk about the current team. We'll do that coming up at 8:40. Get Heather's news coming up next. And then, yes, we want to talk about the weekend. They take 2 or 3. It's still 6 games. You feel better. You feel worse. Did that calm anybody down? It's 97-1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family. So obviously, that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1. Was my mic on? Yes. I don't think it was.
Yes.
I'm a radio pro. I didn't swear or anything. We'll keep the license. We're talking about some Lions training camp stuff off the air, if that made its way onto the air. We got some fun plans for the next couple weeks. Carson Anderson will be out live today and a couple days this week.
Yes.
Lions with joint practices. We're going to talk about Hendon Hooker, 9 o'clock. I want to talk about the Tigers. Mm-hmm. John, you feel better? You feel worse? Does it calm any angst from the fan base? 248-539-9797. On one hand, they took 2 of 3. Just keep winning games. Take 2 of 3, get back to winning series. Cleveland still has to climb a 6-game mark with 43 to go. Tie goes to us, right? Longer you keep them from making up ground, the better. Positive, Riley Green, multi-hit days on Friday and Sunday. You're getting home runs not only from him, but from Carpenter and Torkelson over the weekend. Veerling with a big-time homer as well, saving the day Friday. Now, on the other side of things, he's injured. And I'm not seeing a whole lot of stability out of the bullpen. Where does that leave you?
I am, as I wake up this morning, and as we've been talking about this, I'm not going to sit there and we could dissect everything that went good and everything that went bad and harp on the pitching and the hits and we could talk about the batting. They won a series. They're 3 games closer. The Guardians have 3 less games to close that gap. It's back to 6. We're at the same spot we were on Friday. And all we asked is that they continue to win series. They don't have to sweep them. They've got 3 against the Sox. Win the series. I know they're a bad team and probably should sweep them.
Yeah.
And if they do, great. Just win the series. That's all I'm asking. Continue to get back to the formula that was and the mindset that was the first 80 or 90 games of the season. And that was winning series, but how did they do that? It was valuing the strike zone at the plate. Javi had a much better weekend as well. Wasn't swinging at things that were, you know, parked at Ford Field. Not everyone is going to be picture perfect, but he had a 3-hit game. I think it was it Saturday? And so there are signs that the bats are waking back up, that this is going to be a team that when you don't pitch well, you better hit well. When you pitch well, still like to see some bats. And you've got to be able to cover both sides. That's what makes a really good team.
Yeah, like Morton had his bad game after his good game. I mean, he's a 5 ERA pitcher for a reason. You were there Saturday. You saw a lot of the good, but you also saw plenty of the bad at that ballpark. Mm-hmm. Montero has an ERA over 6 since they added him. Hoyer over 5. Paddock, 1 good, 1 bad. Like, the guys they added have given them next to nothing. Finnegan's the real deal. He's pitched 3 1/3 shutout innings. He was the leverage guy, the proven guy. All the unproven guys haven't solidified. So there are still real concerns. But we said, just beat the bad teams. Right?
Mm-hmm.
5-1 against the Diamondbacks and the Angels. You know, the bad teams they've played lately here. The Twins, the Pirates stuff, can't have that. Beat the bad teams. And then you make Cleveland do all the heavy lifting. Like, they've won 8 of the last 10. They played 700 ball since, the last 30 days. They have to. Like, the pressure's on them. They have to go out and play 750 ball while the Tigers, you know, a bump along at 500 would be plenty. Like, if they're 500, if they're 22-21 the rest of the way, 1 game over, that's 90 wins. You put them under the gun the whole way. Make them earn it. And that's what the Tigers did, taking 2 or 3 over the weekend.
Yeah, make them have to sweep you twice.
Right.
You got 6 games head-to-head. Make them, put the pressure on them. And I think when it comes down to it, the way that the Tigers have played over the course of the season, what they have proven to be over the course of the season is going to be better than what the Guardians have proven to be over the course of a season.
Right. The Tigers' percentage to make the playoffs are at 98%. To win the division, it's 94. So part of building up a big lead is, and 6 is a big lead right now. It's the largest lead of any division in baseball. You have a 94% chance to get this done with time running out.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you've earned.
Yeah.
You've earned the advantage position the rest of the way. Just don't squander it. I mean, it's more about the Tigers than the Guardians. I don't think they're going to play some 800 baseball here. The Tigers are just going to have to do what they did this weekend.
No, and I don't think the Tigers are going to play sub 500 baseball the rest of the way. I think they're going to be a team, and maybe they don't have the same record or the same production in terms of wins and losses that they had early on, but they don't need it. What you need is to make sure that you're going into the postseason with some confidence at the plate, on the mound. That's where you got to start. And we will analyze that much more now than we did when they were the first team to 50 wins.
248-539-9797. I thought it was in a mixed bag this weekend. They took two or three, so I feel slightly better than some of the panic that may have been creeping into the fan base's mind. But you guys could speak for yourself, big boys and girls. Mike and Livonia, how you feeling? You're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim. Hey, John. Go Blue.
Go Blue.
Listen, the panic and all, like, okay, great. I'm still pissed, honestly, like, just about the whole trade deadline. I love you, Scott, but you should have added some legitimate pieces. You added some, honestly, reclamation projects for Federer to work on when you knew that Jack Flaherty has been, outside of maybe the first half last year, he's been trash. I mean, you know, he's not a guy who was supposed to be an ace nowadays. So you needed a second guy to be your next Terry Skubal. We didn't get that. So instead of maybe then improving your offense and getting a big, big bat so you don't have to count on Jabir Bayes to carry your team, or, you know, Torkelson, who was not even supposed to be a starter at first base going into this season, we didn't do that. And then you went out, you got what? You just named some of these players that we got.
Yeah, nothing.
They're all projects.
Yeah. They're getting nothing.
And honestly, they're failing projects at this point.
Yeah, you can't be surprised.
Every time they go out there, they get rocked.
Right.
No.
This is the most likely outcome.
You really provide your team.
Yeah.
Correct. And this is where my anger comes from. It's not so much anxiety, because at this point, it's like, dude, well, you know, like, we should be giving these guys a better chance to win. We should probably take some pressure off of Torkelson and Javi, to maybe step back and you know, just be a complimentary piece instead of being a main cog. So I love John because he's constantly always looking for the positive in things. And I know he's looking at these players to step up and heat up and maybe carry the team through. But instead, we could have gotten some real, real legitimate pieces to help us, like, supplement this run and actually be real contenders in the
Well, it sounds like it's two different conversations, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call. There's the conversation one is the division, where you're up six games, and there's some people who messaged us last Friday, they're going to blow this, it's only a matter of time, they're going to lose the lead by Labor Day. Like, we were getting those. I don't know if those people still exist today. That's like a conversation one. The second conversation is, I think, more of where Mike is. No, I don't think they're going to lose the division, but it's a damn shame we're not going to do much with this season because he doesn't feel like they got enough oomph. Like, it's not a parade that you don't blow a 15-game lead in the division. He seemed irked beyond the division. He seems more upset that, you know, when they get in the playoffs, they're not really built to do very much because they're banking on guys who don't have the proven track record.
Right. But even the guys that have the proven track record, I mean, ask the Yankees how it's going, adding those three arms in the bullpen. It really hasn't helped them. Ask Seattle. They're still working on all of the things that were working before the trade deadline. Eugenio Suarez has not been a great addition for them yet. I still think he'll come around.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say. So, like, the Yankees' issues, by the way, are not exclusive to the arms they added.
No, they can't field the ball.
Yeah, they're like a little league team right now. They have a better track record with those arms that over the next 40 or so games, they'll perform better than the guys the Tigers added. And with Suarez, yeah, I've seen the stats. He hasn't done much in Seattle. I'd still want him here. I still think the track record suggests he's going to have a couple big knocks for them in September. Certainly beats what the Tigers have to offer on their bench right now. 248-539-9797. Guys, sneaky thing to pay attention to over the weekend. Says, I think Baez plays more free and bats better when he's in center. I think he will play there more and needs to stay out there. Well, with Vierling going on the injury list,
we're
going
to see a lot of Javi Baez in center. And quite honestly, that's when he played his best, when he was at center field.
It means more Sweeney's up, so he'll play some short. McKinstry plays some short. They'll do what they did earlier in the year when center field was the bigger need.
You'll see more Cole Keith at third.
Yeah, maybe not platooning him as much, but playing him more often. Texter says, I'm not worried about Cleveland. They can't keep this up. There are games, they can't keep this up 90% of their games. The Tigers will be better than what the last month has been. The only reason the lead was so big is Cleveland had lost 10 straight at one point. This is just more of what it is. Tigers are, you know, 5-6 games better. Tigers finally won a series because Dickerson was back on the 97, won the ticket broadcast. Says no more TV broadcasts for Dickerson this year, Richard in Birmingham. You have to let him know that. The people have spoken.
He's good no matter what he does.
Because well, he did what, it, Friday, because Benetti was on the preseason.
The Lions broadcast.
And he does a lot of the Saturdays.
Yeah. It's busy. They're going to win some, they're going to lose some, and it has nothing to do with who's doing TV, who's doing radio.
Well, that's not what I've been told. I've been told broadcasters can sway the results of this baseball team.
Only radio.
Oh, only radio. Morning radio.
Only morning radio, and only if it's you.
Okay, thank you. Get more feedback. Talk Hendon Hooker coming up at 9 o'clock, 97.1.
In sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it sure is personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And after an accident, you're going to need an attorney who makes it personal. That someone is David Femininio. His slogan is "Get David, get paid." Well, to him, it's not just a slogan. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or somebody you know has been injured, tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, look, if they're going to put out that pitcher on Sunday, you got to make them pay. Tigers did, took the series against the Angels. You feel better? You feel worse? Did it calm any of the panic? Like Friday's show, we had people going, it's inevitable. They're going to lose this division. It was 6 on Friday. It's 6 today. And the pressure's on Cleveland, man. They got to make up the gap. And if Detroit can just beat up on some bad teams here, play 500 ball, get to 90 wins.
But just win series. Like, don't even worry. And I know AJ keeps talking about, and I think he used this line again yesterday. Hey, we're just worried about us. It's one game at a time. That's all they have to do. Don't look at the big picture. Don't put the pressure on yourself of, oh, it's 6 games, it's 5 games, it's because it was 15 and a half. And, you know, then it was single digits. Just simply go out there because the clock is ticking. You mentioned the pressure is on the Guardians. They are running out of time. There's still plenty of time for both teams to do whatever they want. The Tigers just have a 6-game advantage right now. So the pressure isn't on the Tigers.
I don't know if our fan base believes that, because I think we've watched our team and some of the struggles. So we wanted you to tell us after this weekend where you at. 248-539-9797. 9 o'clock, we'll get into the Hendon Hooker conversation and other preseason takeaways. I just know Hooker's going to be the biggest...
Hooks?
There you go. Ticket Texters says, Mark in Detroit, can we stop talking about the deadline? It's over. Just play how they have all season. They'll be fine. Cleveland will hit their skid. So I can understand the guy that says, like, hey, let's move on from the deadline. But I hope Mark understands, like, if this team doesn't finish strong, like, the deadline is absolutely going to be referenced a lot, not just by us, by fans and hosts up and down the down the station, right? I mean, that's if they don't finish the season strong, and you can define that however you want, but certainly they have to win this division. And then if they get bounced early in the postseason, you're going to look back, and the deadline's going to come up a lot.
It is, and it's all going to be a matter of what you thought at the trade deadline, because there were some people that didn't want them to add because they didn't want to sell the prospects. They didn't think this team was World Series contenders to begin with. If you thought that this was their shot and they didn't add a bat, they didn't add the right arms, then yeah, you're going to look back at this and say, that's what we do every year.
Yeah,
we look at free agency. We look at who makes the team coming out of spring training. And then we look at the trade deadline. What did they do? Where were they? What were the expectations? And how much did they make themselves better? Or did they not do anything at the trade deadline to allow themselves success in the postseason?
Well, and that's the key, is that nothing's promised, but did you do the best that you could to maximize the opportunity? I thought it was indefensible. But maybe they'll prove us all wrong and Federer will make all these guys work. I'm just pointing out all the guys they added outside of Finnegan. The right. Friends part of Finnegan and Friends have not been friendly, unless you're an opposing hitter.
I'll give you this, right? I know everybody says, oh, I'm the play it out guy. To a point.
Right.
Right? And because I want to see A.J. Hinch. I asked him last week, you know, how long does it take to become familiar? And he talked about his familiarity with Morton. But you've got to find who is it, what type of batter, and do you have the right matchups that you can create in the moment? I like A.J., and his ability to mix and match. I don't know that there's another manager that is as good at it, but he's got to learn where these guys fit in. And ultimately, if you can't find matchups that are favorable to you, then to your point, you didn't do enough at the deadline.
Right, you're putting him in a bad spot as a manager if all the options are bad options, right? Like, Mize got 5 innings and He talked about it. He's like, I don't want to have to use Vest and Finnegan. Right. He did have to use Vest because the guys in the middle yesterday were giving it
questionable.
Yeah.
Who do you trust after Vest and Finnegan?
I'm building
no quick answer.
I'm building trust. You can't have full trust in a young guy, but Melton is building trust as a guy that can get you two or three innings.
I agree, although we need to see more.
Yeah.
And that's the problem is you got two back end guys and you got three to four starters who can't get you more than five, maybe six, or you're getting in big trouble.
Right. I mean, that's why I always said, I mean, I've said it for the 2 months leading up to it. You need somebody that can get you innings 7 and 8. And it might be 6, 7, and 8.
So I'm not panicked about the division because I wasn't panicked about it before the weekend. I don't think Cleveland's that great. And I thought the Tigers would at least get this back to a plain 500 baseball, and that would pretty much get them in. But I do wonder, like, pitching-wise, and I gave you guys a stat Friday, now it's 25 games. They're giving up basically 5.5 runs a game. And you can't win in the postseason like that. And it's against a lot of bad teams. It's like the pitching has got to get, they've got to find something here. A third guy really needs to emerge.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I mean, last year, Holton was one of those guys.
Right.
They need someone to emerge from that
group. He was bad this year, then he got good. Now he's bad again. So maybe that's, you know.
Type of shift back to good.
Like Keith last year was, remember? Every other month.
Yeah, it's good, bad, good.
Yeah, look, like Luke Jackson they brought in is already gone from the organization. Like, yeah. they're going to have to make some quick decisions on these guys because I think AJ's answer to your question was on how long it takes is hopefully not too long.
Right.
Well, yes. You know, the magical run basically started a year ago today.
It did.
And
this was the day.
Right. And so you've got to think they can fix some of these guys. They can Federer them up like the Carson Anderson uses. I just think completely thinking you can duplicate what you did with the pen last year, this year. You know, they're using the opener on Wednesday, right?
They announced they're pushing Scooble back to Thursday.
Right, probably to get him just some manage his time. They're gearing up for the postseason. I don't care for it that much. I mean, I think he should go every fifth day, especially when you don't have a deal with him.
Especially if he doesn't go 100 pitches anyway.
Yeah, you're only going to go six innings max.
So that makes me think, are they toying with doing what they did last year a little bit?
The pitching chaos at the beginning instead of the end?
Yeah.
You're cheating it a little bit. You're going, if I can get someone to come out and get three outs, then my starter starts in a less dangerous part of the order, gives him a chance to maybe go a little deeper.
You throw him, it could be Holton, and then what, you bring in Melton?
Yeah, I mean, the risk in all of this is we don't love their bullpen. You bring your opener out, and you're down 3-0. Oops. And now a team that didn't add a bat at the deadline is looking at all their offense going, hey, guys, you got to save us again. The opener makes sense on paper if you have the arms for it. And well, I wonder if it hasn't worked as well this year. They just don't have the arms for it. Like, some of this is, I'm not even trying to blame Federer. I think they asked this guy to do a lot to fix a lot of broken arms, and it's not realistic to expect him to do it to everybody.
Yeah, but last year you would have said the same thing at this time, and they did it with the Triple H's, remember?
But what's most likely? Like, that's all we can do is say what's most likely. We don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell the future. What's most likely? What's most likely is Montero's going to have a 5 ERA. What's most likely is Morton's going to have a 5 ERA. What's most likely? This Hoyer guy who's come up has a 5 ERA. Like, they brought in a bunch of guys who aren't very good. What's most likely to happen? They're not going to pitch very well.
But they did that last year that weren't very good in Triple A.
Is it likely, though?
No, that's why I think you'll get you'll get some of last year, but you're also going to get some garbage. And I think this is the White Sox are not a good offensive team.
Yeah.
If you can't pitch against them, then when's this going
to
ever flip?
The other thing I'd stress is last year the run started, was it 31-13 to close the season? They don't have to play that level of baseball right now because they're not trying to climb back into the playoffs. They're in. They're the division lead right now. They don't have to play 750 ball the rest of the season.
But I think a month ago, we thought this team would probably make the ALCS.
Yeah.
I currently don't believe that.
I don't either.
I don't believe they can get out of the ALDS. Obviously, it depends on who you play and all that because of the way they're pitching right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what Ticket Text says. He says, who are we kidding ourselves? We don't have the pitching depth to make a deep run. He says, back in 06, we had Bonderman, Robertson, Rogers, and Verlander. None were an ace, but they were deeper. No pitcher besides Scooble can claim that this year, Matt in Kalamazoo. Yeah, I mean, we've played the game of who's the number two. We had a guy call in already and ask that question.
Yeah. Who does number two work for? It's Austin Powers.
Wasn't there someone better than Sweeney to bring up? Steven Lavonia. I've seen enough of him. He was big at the end of last year, but I share the sentiment. It's not a proven commodity.
No,
he's going to get to play more, though, because we think Javi's going to be in center.
Yeah, and you got to have somebody. I mean, he was good in the field last year. His bat was a little bit okay.
Yeah, it's moments.
His major contribution, and his major contribution has always been in the field.
All right, we're going to talk about the Lions after the update. Hendon Hooker, a headline. We'll get to everybody else, too. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.